an extremely late podcast. Last night I had some technical issues, and also I started to get into a ravenous coughing fit. I had dry pipes, so I just said, you know what, maybe it's not tonight. I won't do a podcast tonight, and plus I was really, really late with getting to it, so I had to just say, enough is enough. I'm going to go to bed. And that's exactly what I did. So, this has to be quick, quick, quick. I gave you 45 minutes the other day on a topic that's not exactly simple to get through. So, be appreciative of the free podcasts here if I don't go for another 45 minutes. But the New York Times has tried to say, No. It's not Balenciaga that's the problem. It's QAnon that's the problem. The New York Times came out the other day and said two Balenciaga campaigns ignited a firestorm that traveled from the interwebs to Fox News, fueled by allegations that the brand condoned child exploitation. I know what I saw. We know what the symbolism is about. There is no way you're going to try and get away with this BS headline from the New York Times. It's nonsense. Elizabeth Patton should be drummed out of existence. Vanessa Friedman, get out of here. Jessica Testa, I think. I don't know what she's about, but she needs to get out of here too. So think about this for a second. All of the wokeness, you're completely on the side of humanity. If you are supportive of the child transgender movement, where we talk about mutilating genitalia and reproductive organs in children, that's okay because that person is standing up for what's right and someone's unique individuality. But when you come out and say these macabre degenerates are putting children into satanic imagery for a fashion suit, and they're palling around with a BDSM teddy bear, which looks drugged up like Miley Cyrus's drug bears a couple of years ago when she was on tour, then all of a sudden you're part of a QAnon conspiracy theory, and you need to stop. You need to stop this because you're stifling artists. You are stopping the progression of expression. The New York Times is a joke. The people that wrote this article are hacks. This is what I've said before. These people are part of a club. They are part of an elite circle that supports and functions within this kind of social structure. That social structure being child trafficking, human trafficking, gun running, constant wars. The whatever anarchist liberal movement agenda BS they're trying to pump down our throats. Again, I know that sounds disgusting. And this is what they want. They're part of this culture. It's all behind the scenes. And this is what I brought up the other day. They're trying to make these kinds of structures, these social structures, more mainstream. They want to become mainstream because they can't hide it anymore. Because of the internet and a lot of sleuths, and I'm assuming that Twitter is not going to help their argument because a lot of people don't like pedophilia. A lot of people don't like Satanism. So what's going to happen is exactly what we saw. A whole bunch of people said, what in the ever-living F are you doing with these kids in those photographs? And then when you do more digging and finding out who owns these companies. And remember the book I brought up? That one photo in the background was an artist book by Michael Borman with a whole bunch of really, really disgusting imagery involving children with severed limbs. And they're crying and they're tossing them around. I mean, it's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. But this is what they are all about. I mean, I'm not going to go into it because I don't have time, but it doesn't take a lot of research to understand that the rulers that we heard about back in ancient times with sacrifice and chopping off hands and poking out eyeballs and everything else, they've not gone anywhere. They're still doing those things. There was a story that came out yesterday, or at least I saw it this morning. I think it came out yesterday. There was a child trafficking ring that was stopped in the Dominican Republic. Do you know how they found these newborns? Newborns. They weren't toddlers. They were newborns with pacifiers in their mouth. They were found within the carcasses of beef being transported for food. In other words, this is butchered meat, and the chest cavities of these of the carcasses are cracked open down the middle, and these people put toddlers, I would say newborns almost, they look like a couple of months old, within the chest cavities of the beef. This is what we're talking about here. And do you know which famous individual was caught, or which famous individual's foundation was caught after the earthquake over there in Haiti and the Dominican Republic? The Clinton Foundation. Yes, yes. So please, stop it. It's nonsense, it's degeneracy, and it needs to be brought to light. And people should not stop exposing these folks all over Twitter, because unless we keep doing that, it's never going to stop. It's been going on for thousands of years. It's just gone underground. And now this is another little tidbit that I brought up the other day with the Gnostic podcast. Elon Musk is confident that brain chip company Neuralink can begin human trials in 6 months. So, if you don't know, they're trying to put a coin-sized chip into your brain so that you can use your brain waves to interact with your surroundings. And of course, they're out there and they say, well, this is just for health. This is because somebody who has had some kind of stroke or an amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Wow, I said that. That where they can't communicate properly, they can use this chip to have their brain waves displayed correctly wherever, on a screen, in a speak and spell or whatever it is, so that these people can now interact with other people. And now here's the problem with this. Here's the problem with this. This is what I said before. If you can control the functions of your environment through a chip, what's stopping them controlling your thoughts through a chip? Just like your phone. The information can go out with what you're looking for, but the information can go in to your phone and use your camera to read your eye movement, can turn on your speaker, can turn on your microphone so that they can hear what you're talking about, just like your smart TV. Yes. So David Icke brought this whole concept up, except he had this concept focused on RFID chips, which is a rice grain-sized microchip that would be implanted into your hand. So here's the other part that a lot of people don't understand. Elon Musk, a while ago, said AI is the most dangerous thing and nobody is talking about it because AI could potentially wipe out humanity. Well, then what are you doing potentially hooking up human beings to the interwebs, to the Internet of Things, which is essentially controlled by AI? Why are you doing this? I wonder if Elon Musk's mother has anything to do with this or could have influenced his decision to do something like this. So I'm extremely distrustful of this technology, although it has an altruistic marketing campaign. You know old Chris Michaels by now, and he's not very trustworthy. So, I'm trustworthy. I'm not trusting this product of his. So, The other part, I gotta stop with those verbal crutches. I've said so, and the other part, and now, I don't know how many times in this, in 9 minutes, 10 minutes. This also brings up the eighth sphere. And this also brings up the other concept of trying to remove people's consciousness and their soul and their spirit from the body so that something else can come into the body. They want you interacting on an interwebs in a metaverse style environment. They don't want you interacting on a reality level, right? They don't want you here anymore. They want to replace you now. So Neuralink, more than likely, is only going to be the first step in all of this. So for everybody out there, if you're listening to me, I doubt you would actually jump at the opportunity to be hooked up to Neuralink, no matter what you think of Elon Musk. But if you're considering it, I would say maybe wait a while. Like, I don't know, the rest of your life before making a decision like that. And now I'm going to leave it with proving myself right. This comes from the expose a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of days ago. The confidential Pfizer documents, a new study confirms COVID vaccine shedding has been occurring with shocking and dangerous consequences. So this validates everything that I've heard from friends of mine, from videos, from accounts across the interwebs, where unvaccinated people working around vaccinated individuals suddenly suffer from the same adverse events as if they were injected. I know somebody that, I've known her since, I've known her for over 3 decades. She works in a school district. She was not vaccinated. She had a lot of problems, especially with her menstrual cycle. And this was way back in the beginning when they were all starting this stuff. And she said, I'm not vaccinated, but everybody else is. Everybody else is. So what does this say? It says that these particles, whatever's in this stuff, is spreading. Now, I did it again. I can't say the word now. I promise you, I'm not going to say the word now another time throughout this podcast. The abstract to this study says, the data we show provides evidence for a new mechanism by which herd immunity may be manifested. The aerosol transfer of antibodies between immune and non-immune hosts. The problem with this is the definition of herd immunity. These degenerates focus on the phrase herd immunity by assuming that the only way to obtain herd immunity is through vaccination. No mention of the inherent immune system, which is probably going to be more efficient than any prophylactic gene therapy platform that they inject into you. So, this proves me right that if you work around a lot of people, you may want to take things that detox heavy metals. So, something like fulvic acid or humic acid. If you want to read the study, I did a podcast on that last year. If you want to read the study, you have to type into Google humic acid, graphene oxide, humic acid, 2014 NIH. Because if you just look for it any other way, you will not find that particular study that I'm referencing, because they don't want you to know what could detox you from heavy metals, specifically graphene oxide, which is something we've heard about throughout these injections. And, another form of validation for old Chris Michaels is the new press release, apparently, from Pfizer, talking about its approved version of the injection, Comirnaty, which you can't get. And they say this, Comirnaty has the same formulation as the EUA vaccine, and they have identical amino acid sequences of the encoded antigens, but Comirnaty includes the presence of optimized codons to improve antigen expression. The exact immunological mechanism that confers protection against COVID-2 is unknown. So, an immune response, now this is the bad part, an immune response was observed in female rats following an injection, and these responses were also detectable in the offspring. So, a lot was said there. Let's validate what I've said. I received a letter from Pfizer personally that said Comirnaty and the EUA injections are not the same. The ones you can get in wherever you get your drugs from, under emergency use authorization, they're not the same as the approved version. If you call them up, they say, well, they're exactly the same with some slight differences. Well, then that's not the exact same thing. Now, is it, if it has slight differences? If it has slight differences, it's effing different, moron. So, I did it again. Now that, I did it again. I lost. Oh, well. We should play a shot game. Every time I say the word now or so, take a shot. You'll be drunk in 10 minutes. They said, essentially, in this, that one, it's not the same. What they're injecting you with, who knows what it is? Because they still won't tell you exactly what's in it. Two, they don't know if it actually effing works. Three, it is passed along, whatever it is, to the offspring, which would explain sudden infant death syndrome, because now you have to look at all of the vaccines that these parents are giving kids that are suffering from sudden infant death syndrome. Because now you've got a sudden adult death syndrome, or whatever the hell they want to call it. It's the same effing thing, probably caused by the same effing thing. So I talked about all of these things last year, the year before, because I can read the effing documents from the FDA website. I can call up Pfizer and get the right damn thing, letter sent to me saying exactly what was just said now in at the end, basically, in 2023. So what does this mean for us? It means that we need to do our homework. Do not buy whatever people are telling you. Read what the document says. If they're trying to come out with something, you have to go to the website. You have to download the actual document from the pharmaceutical company. Read the law. Do whatever you have to do. Google is magnificent. You just can't. You can't phrase questions in a certain way. You have to phrase your questions in a liberal way, and then you'll find what you're looking for. So that's why we are lovable fuzzballs. We're a cut above the rest. We are ahead of the curve by at least 6 months. We're talking now, we're talking years. That's how far ahead of all of this I've been. So if you listen to me, you're now so far ahead of the curve that we might as well be on Mars. Nah, I don't want to go to Mars. I'd want to vibe out of this frequency, but maybe not Mars. So you just need to tell people in a passive way, this is what's going on. Take it or leave it. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying, but here's the document that says exactly what I've told you. And maybe some more people will start to wake up. But I doubt it. But that's why we're lovable fuzzballs. We've now got a wonderful community of like-minded individuals that are just so smart. We emanate brilliance all the time. All right, that's it for me. I'm out of here. I got to get running the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels.